Yeah, no, thank you. It's a European Regional Development Fund that's been negotiated over the last number of years in partnership with the government and the European Commission. So look, we were delighted that the programme got adopted yesterday. It's a real stimulus package for the entire, west and border area. And it's essentially three suite of schemes. The first one really is investing in talent, innovation, SMEs all across the entire region, with a lot of targeted investment into the likes of the new technological university, the ATU, of course, and also other third level institutes in the region, trying to stimulate, as much local economic development as possible. The second scheme then is largely targeting, social housing across the region to ensure that we provide as much options to family households in the just transition. So there's a scheme of works there that's going to support deep retrofits in social housing across the region. And then really importantly, following on from a piece of work that we did last year, one of the big issues that we have is the level of kind of vacant derelict properties all across the region in our towns and villages. And that unfortunately includes Sligo as well and surrounding towns and villages. So we have a scheme of works there that's going to support, the transition of vacant or derelict sites into, a more livable towns and villages all across the region.
A lot of things to be addressed and a lot of aims within that funding package. You must feel that it will be achievable in the years ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, unfortunately, and your listeners might have heard some commentary on it over the last kind of 12 or 18 months, but the region, we're essentially operating on a kind of a two-speed economy in the island of Ireland, where we have a really high-performing east of the country and a high-performing south. And this region, unfortunately, was categorised as a lagging industrial region and a kind of region in transition by the European Commission. And so this is in direct response to that, about trying to, accelerate the development of the region. So it's really important that we start investing in talent, in our young people, in our SMEs, to make ourselves as resilient as possible. Like, we're looking down the barrel, maybe hopefully, of a very soft recession, but it's really important that we support local business and local indigenous SMEs all across the region. So this scheme will do that in partnership with the likes of the Atlantic Technological University, in partnership with the local authorities and other major players like Enterprise Ireland and SEAI.